Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the trends, and the companies that are competing for your investment dollars. I'm John Brown. Blockstream Technology Corporation is an integrated blockchain platform that registers and tracks cannabis intellectual property from genome to sale. A new cannabis industry is emerging and using the power of blockchain. Blockstream has developed the most comprehensive community-driven cannabis genetics archival platform dedicated to making the space safe and comfortable for breeders and growers, large and small. It's all designed to help growers protect and release their varieties into the public domain, all the while being compensated and rewarded. Stockhouse recently caught up with Blockstream's CEO, Robert Galarza, to talk about the company's recent letter of intent to integrate Blockstream's proprietary technology into a new life sciences product and services ecosystem, as well as their proprietary integrated blockchain platform that registers and tracks intellectual property for the cannabis industry, and, of course, their unique and aggressive business model. So, Robert, thanks for joining us today.
John, thank you for having me.
Let's start with the latest big news, the collaboration between Blockstream, WeedMD, and Abatis Pharmaceuticals. So can you explain to our audience and investors just what the strategic alliance brings to the table?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we're very excited. When we developed our platform, it was initially focused on resolving one of the bigger issues that we've seen in the cannabis industry from our experience in California and here in Canada as well, which is verification of product and being able to communicate, legal, clean, safe product to consumers. And so I'd protect the genetic strain on the front end, along with our lab testing partners and using blockchain technology to do that. So we're very excited to work with the guys over at WeedMD. They've got an incredible library of genetics. They actually provide starting materials to a number of licensed producers, and they work really well in the ecosystem with other LPs, which we love the collaboration kind of attitude and environment, and really focusing on building their global genetics model as well. And they really saw incredible value in our technology and what we could do to protect their IP and help empower information. And then when we met with the guys over at Abatis, Rob and the team over at Abatis, we were very excited because they're doing some really innovative stuff in biosciences as it relates to laboratory testing and being able to be a little bit more, I guess you could say, technologically advanced in the area of R&D and, genetic strain development and et cetera. So we love being able to bring our technology to companies like that, and innovate together and really to provide the best solutions to the market, to be able to resolve problems.
A new report from Deloitte titled "The New Tech on the Block" predicts there will be widespread adoption of blockchain companies in the retail and consumer packaged goods industries over the next 5 years. So how is Blockstream positioned to succeed in this marketplace and also exceed investor expectations?
Yeah, that's a great, great question. And obviously we're very excited about the Deloitte study that came out, and it actually it was interesting because it actually came out at the same time that Deloitte did their most recent study on the cannabis industry at whole. And, one of the things that we love about blockchain technology, and unfortunately, the ICO market, over the past year kind of put a little bit of a taint on the name of blockchain and the ideation of what blockchain is because of all the kind of cryptocurrency craze that went out there. First and foremost, we're a technology provider that utilizes, blockchain technology for its greatest purpose from what we believe, which is supply chain visibility, management, and verification. Our model is based upon security, rapid transactions, and transparency, right? And what we've seen is a lot of the redundant systems that exist around supply chain logistics, visibility, within the retail sector, within the products, basically within inventory, can quickly be resolved through blockchain tech. But here's the thing. We've seen that this really proliferates even further when you're looking at product that requires some level of authenticity behind it, right? So, coffee that you actually want to make sure is fair trade coming from, from South America, various countries in South America, or whether you want to be diamonds that you actually want to make sure they're not from blood diamond states, areas where you really need to be able to have visibility and verification. We're starting to see blockchain really become more important in those ecosystems. And we believe, and I think many other companies believe, that there's no other growing industry that needs it more than the cannabis industry, because at the end of the day, we have an industry that's kind of coming out of the shadow into the light. And, you know, it's companies like us that are, working with one another to create that visibility, to make sure that good actors are being rewarded and, consumers are getting what it is they want to put in their bodies.
I'm sure you've heard that time is money in the cannabis business, especially crucial for growers and mandatory lab testing. So can you explain how Blockstrain's platform will cut through administrative red tape?
Absolutely. This actually was one of those great byproducts of technology development that occurs when you kind of get in-house, when you're working with producers, with the consumers. So our core mission is, you know, with technology, you got to be really careful, right? In that you don't fall in love with your tech, you fall in love with your customer. And at the end of the day, that's who we care about. It's not about what kind of cool technology we can build or what kind of exciting new systems are out there. It's really about, how can we make the lives easier for the customers that we serve? And the customers we serve, for the most part, are, you know, predominantly the producers as well as the regulatory bodies that want information and data to empower their visibility. And then, you know, obviously all of us benefit by consumers. But, you know, what we looked at was there's an incredible amount of administrative burdens that these growers are facing on a day in, day out basis, right? You've got hours and hours of administrative paperwork that's being, you know, it's having to be done related to, you know, production batch reports, as well as just the process of, you know, what you have to do for submissions for your mandatory tests. So what we've been able to do is automate that process, make that process incredibly easy for, incredibly easy for the producers at the front end, and really help empower the laboratories with, a way to get that intake faster. Because what we believe is going to come about is, as legalization hits, we're going to need to see more testing. We're going to see more product having go through good manufacturing practices, infrastructure, to be able to make sure that, clients, patients, or just general consumers are getting product that is clean, that's not tainted with any sort of pesticides or illicit, byproducts. And that secondarily, and the kind of core part of our offering is that they know what they're buying is what it says it is, you know, genetically.
Let's take a look at your business model. Can you tell us how Blockstrain developed the world's first integrated blockchain platform that registers and tracks intellectual property for the cannabis industry?
Yeah, so where this started was the understanding that in order to build a powerful big data infrastructure, you need to start at the most finite data point. And the most finite data point for cannabis is essentially the genetic framework, the genome infrastructure. And the laboratories right now that are out there, they have the wherewithal, they have the tools, they have the resources to be able to create this identification. What they're having trouble doing is providing a value to the market for that test. So what we've been able to do is say, look, we will work with you on the laboratory side. We will go to the producers. We will give them value for that genetic makeup, give them value for that fingerprint, that identification system solution, by pushing it to a sophisticated supply chain management platform, being able to really feed that data to other partners. And that's the other side of it too. Like, we're an open platform. We like to call ourselves kind of the Switzerland of the industry. So we want to work with software developers, track and trace companies, and point of sale companies, ERP systems, and other systems to empower them with this information that we're acquiring and we're growing and cultivating, so we can collectively build better solutions for the industry as a whole. And so that was where we started this thing, was finite point, starting on the front end, get the laboratory testing, utilize blockchain for immutability. Now you've got a record in time that exists forever, and that gives a level of protection. And ideally, we'd love to be able to be a part of being a part of the pipeline between, you know, the craft market and potentially the LP market, so we can get some of that legal product that's great, that's being grown by, you know, designated growers or individuals who are growing it legally and not putting it into the black market, getting it into the legal system so that at the end of the day, patients and consumers can have the variety of choices that they want.
I'd also like to ask about the Blockstrain's comprehensive cannabis genetics archiving platform. How is this a game changer for the industry?
Well, this is the interesting thing, right? So we're sitting on, you know, potentially thousands, you know, we know there's a few thousand different kind of initial genetic strains that exist, right? So you've got these different, these different mothers that create these different children. But we've also find that within those, you've also got incredibly differentiating phenotypes that exist based upon different growing conditions, right? And different, circumstances. And honestly, you know, it's kind of the old adage where if you drop a, you know, put a drop of water in your hand, it'll go one way. If you drop it in the same spot in the same way in the same circumstances, it'll go in a totally different way. Because there's all these other various factors that are almost microscopical that you don't really, you know, can't see with the naked eye, essentially. And we see that same thing starting to, you know, kind of transform the cannabis industry, right? And that's one of the biggest things we're trying to fight against that you make people understand is, you know, you've got big companies out there, big groups in the U.S. that are trying to patent, you know, indica and sativa. Right. It's like, that's what we're looking to do is we're going to, you know, this is one line and this is the other. And that's all it is. And what they fail to understand is this agricultural product is incredibly diverse. And, you know, you need to have that incredible variety in order to allow people to innovate and create better medicine for the marketplace. But in order for you to do that, you've also got to have protections in place for people that are creating it. So you've got this system so that you have an archival system where everybody has different varietals. They have an index. They have the library there. They have it. It's, you know, that's the beautiful part about, you know, blockchain. It's a decentralized ledger that exists forever, right? So now you've got that system that allows there to be a real record keeping purposes. And then we work with the groups that are looking to do indexing for public use as well. So people can have access to know, you know, what was it I really had that time when I went and bought that particular product from the LCBO, and it really helped my back when I was having back problems. Well, what really was it that I had at that point?
Are there any exciting new projects coming out of Blockstream headquarters that you can tell our audience about?
Absolutely. So, you know, as we've communicated in the marketplace, we've got the partnership with WeedMD. We're integrating the software. We're fully launching the platform here in about another month or so at most, although I go back to our development team every day and kind of discuss what it is that we provide. But then beyond that, our framework is we have an entire suite of products that we're looking to launch throughout the course of the year that help support all facets of the grow management, infrastructure and the supply chain management infrastructure. So that means, you know, working with other track and trace companies or empowering them with software modules or API integrations. So we'll be rolling some of those components out in the next year. And then, and obviously for us, we're like many of us, we're eagerly anticipating the vote coming from Parliament, so we can know exactly what the framework of the bill is going to look like, so we know the rules that we need to make sure we craft towards. And then at the end of the day, being able to put forth that through our partnerships internationally. So that's a big part of it. And then our relationship with WeedMD is exciting too, because we know they're doing a lot of really exciting things on a global scale, which we're interested in being a part of, and they're interested in us being a part of it in some capacity. So we'll see where it goes from an actual deal flow perspective, but we're definitely excited about the future.
Finally, Robert, for investors who are about to dig a bit deeper into your company, what really sets Blockstream apart from the other competitors in this space?
You know, there's a couple things. I mean, in the beginning, and it's always really difficult when people see, you know, look, they see blockchain, they think of cryptocurrency, they think of the framework, but at the end of the day, when you look at companies like IBM, look at companies like Walmart, FedEx, that are all empowering blockchain as a part of their core infrastructure. Even Facebook just opened a new division focused solely on blockchain and what it can do for communication. It is the future. Like it or not, it is going to be a part of our future. It's going through its growing pains right now. We believe we're utilizing the systems for a really great purpose. And there's incredible growth opportunity, you know, for that. And then, you know, from there, you know, in terms of the, you know, there's not really a specific competitor that's doing quite what we have right now, but, you know, we know many companies are going to start bringing that to the forefront. What marries with that also is we have an incredibly sophisticated team of developers, designers who've been working in both supply chain and cannabis for the past, you know, 7-8 years. And that expertise really allows us to have the understanding and foresight of what the problems are and what the problems are going to be. Because one of the things that we learned in the California market specifically is how difficult it can become when you have an exciting green rush that unfolds, and you really don't have the systems in place. And so we get to take that expertise and hopefully provide the best solution for the Canadian market and the global market beyond that.
Blockstream Technology Corporation trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DNAX. This is John Brown, and I've been speaking with Blockstream CEO Robert Galarza on behalf of Stockhouse Publishing. Thanks for joining us today, Robert.
Yeah, thank you for having me, John. I really appreciate it.
For our listeners, thank you for tuning into the podcast. And as always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.